The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
Shocked on the show with me, Tom Comack, with you as usual on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And hope you can stay with us because we got a very special guest joining us tonight. Sloch Neal, as we all know, won a fourth Derry Senior Football Championship at the weekend, joining the aristocrats of Derry Football, Ballaghy, as the only other team to have won four in a row in the Derry Senior Championship. We're joined by John Joe O'Carney, the Sloch Neal Assistant Manager, of course, to Mickey Moran in a couple of moments. But just to remind you once again, you can text us on 086 60 25000 if you want to have your say or say anything about the programme or want us to raise any issue. That's 086 60 25000. And if you want to text us from the north of Ireland or from outside the dialing area, it's 00353 86 60 25000. And we'd love to hear from you. Well, as I said, Sloch Neal won a fourth Derry Senior Football Championship in a row, joining Sloch Neal as the only county to do so. And earlier this evening, I spoke to the Sloch Neal Assistant Manager and Sloch Neal stalwart for many years, John Joe Carney.
Well, John Joe, first of all, delighted that you could join us tonight. And another congratulations on another great chapter in this great story of Sloch Neal. Four championships in a row?
Four championships in a row, and I suppose a hurling championship, and on Sunday coming, the possibility of a Camogie championship to play in the final. So it could be three Derry championships and the three codes this year again.
Yeah.
So that'd be some achievement now. But yeah, we're more than happy with the result we got on Sunday.
Yeah, and of course the Camogues are all Ireland champions, aren't they? Yeah.
Oh, they're the top of the list. They have the big one.
Yeah. So, and tell me, what were the celebrations like? How do you keep celebrating after year after year?
Well, you know, the celebrations, I suppose, on the pitch after the game were pretty good. I was being interviewed, I suppose, and missed most of that. But, you know, it's got the situation now that the first year and the second year that we won the championship and went back to the hall after having a meal, that the hall was overfull of people standing outside. But we've noticed now, that, you know, this last couple of years, that you get about half full of the hall.
Yeah.
So, you know, the novelty, I suppose, has worn off.
I think you'd have to bring back the All-Ireland now to fill it again.
I think we'd need to do that to fill her up again. That's a long way off.
But it's a great story, and we've talked about it so many times. And as you said, the Camogues, All-Ireland champions, and Derry champions as well, and obviously the Hurlers, back-to-back champions as well. For such a small area, it's a great story. And like the fact it's only your fifth title, like you only won your first, 2004.
Years?
2004.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a couple of runs after that where Ballinderry maybe pipped us by a point or two, you know. But we were getting there, let's put it that way. And then we had this crop of younger players that come through, and it's just made the difference. Plus the fact that we just haven't a bare 15, we can look onto the subs bench, and we have quite a few players to cover defence, midfield and the forward line. So, you know, that's a plus.
Yeah, and just remind us again, small area, isn't it? What's the population?
Oh, I couldn't honestly tell you what the population is, but it's only...
It's in the hundreds anyway.
It would be in the hundreds, yeah. Hundreds in a rural area at the bottom of the Cairntaher.
Yeah.
And as I say, somebody asked me the other day, but, you know, where's your nearest pub? I says, Mahara. You may have allowed to be a pub somewhere in the area, but there's not.
Well, maybe that's the key to the success.
Well, that's part of the key anyway.
Yeah. But of course, and I know I spoke to you so often in the past, and I know I was in there with yourself and your uncle Patsy way back a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You have your unique situation is that, you know, you're not just confined to the area. People from children of Sloch Neal born parents come back and play with the club, isn't that right?
Oh, that's very much the case, yeah. That would be The most of them will be of a Sloch Neal breed, we'll say.
Yeah.
You know, and they're definitely a bunch of well-adjusted lads, and they know what they're about, and they're enjoying their football, and they're enjoying winning, and they're doing everything right to keep that going.
Yeah, and as you said, quite a lot of dual players as well. And not only dual players with Sloughneil, dual players with Derry as well, both in football and hurling.
Like, well, that's it. Like, you know, you had the example there of this year past, that, you know, the footballers, Chris McCaig and Brendan Rodgers and maybe Karen McCaig, they joined up with Derry as soon as the 17th of March was over. Like, so them lads would do it the rest, but they're not going to get it.
Yeah.
So they manage themselves pretty well now. Them lads are keyed into keeping in the right shape. And
they played hurling with Derry and the Nicky Rackard as well?
They did. They pulled in for that as well. So they're busy lads.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have much of a social life, I would imagine.
Yeah. And obviously... It takes very good management to manage that, because obviously it's something that you have to watch, yourself and Mickey Moran have to watch, along with the hurling management in the club.
Well, yeah, you know, we manage it fairly well, in the sense the lads are easy managed anyway, so there's no problem there. But we got together there on Monday night now, the hurling management and the football management, just to discuss going forward over the next 2 to 3 weeks what way we would manage it. So we always come to an agreement that suits everybody, and I suppose that's part of the key to success. You know, there's no disagreements. We talk the thing through sensibly, and we agree our nights, and we'll be sensible about the thing as regards just how much rest we give the players and how much training we give them.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, both are now heading out in Ulster, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but... You know, the other thing I noticed as well, obviously, you don't seem to pick up an awful lot of injuries.
No, as I say, we don't. I suppose, you know, we introduced a good strength and conditioning program there 2 years ago. We have our own gym, modern gym, and the lads have bought into it. And I think we realise now themselves that, you know, that's the way to... It's not a guarantee that you'll not pick up an injury. Anybody can still pick up an injury. But I think it has been a good help in reducing injuries.
Hmm. I suppose in an era when people say the dual star is dead and or is no longer able to give the level of commitment required, and talk of burnout, you know, you're a direct contradiction to all that.
Well, we certainly are, you know, because that's running now. There's 4 years and still going strong. So you'd be right in saying that's a contradiction of people talking about burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, I suppose people talk about burnout from college's football, really. All these lads have come through college and played at the highest level, and let it be Ranafast, McCrory, or whatever. And, you know, I suppose the next step up from that is minor, under 21, and senior. So they're in the go right through, all them lads. And, you know, we were very successful at underage as well. So they've played a lot of football and hurling, and they're still going strong.
Thought to a guest of Letton Clark, I'm Luke Glasgow, and a shock on the show with me, Tom Cormack. My special guest tonight is John Ducarney of Sloughneil. Of course, Sloughneil winning a fourth Derry Senior Football Championship in a row at the weekend, defeated Ballinascreen 4-12 to 1-11 in the final. And John Joe, as well, a fourth in a row. Only Spillahi has done that before.
Spillahi and ourselves now are the only ones that have done it, as far as I know, in this county. Ballinlea, the first year we beat them 4 years ago, were going for the four in a row, but they didn't achieve it. The one thing that do have over is they've won in All-Ireland. So I suppose that's what we strive to do.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me, okay, obviously the team has changed somewhat. We know about Patsy Bradley and Karen McCaig and Chrissy McCaig and Brendan Rodgers and, you know, all those players. But quite a lot of young lads coming through as well. Maybe tell us a little bit about those. And
well, coming through from the underage setup there now, wing half back, you have Keelan Feeney, who's 5'3" or 5'4", but a real wee pocket rocket. Really, really good player, and he's given us a new dimension as an attacking wing half back. He's also a good defender, a good tackler. As you say, Paddy Cassidy is there, partnering Patsy Bradley at midfield, has come through from underage. You get into the forward line, you have Shane McGuigan, both are cousins. You have Cormac O'Doherty coming through. And you still have Christopher Bradley and his brother Ronan. So you know, they're all young. I think last year's average age was 24, and that'll not have changed a lot. Well, I suppose they're all a year older now, but that's the sort of average age group we have, and they say we have, and the subs bench a smattering of young players as well.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
Talk to me about Sunday's game. As I said, 4-12 to 1-11. Sounds comfortable.
It was comfortable. You know, we're apprehensive going into the game because the last championship game I think we had over the last period with Ballinscreen was a very tight run affair. I think the score was something like 6-3. So with that in mind and knowing the way they set up defensively, we're expecting, I suppose, a relatively close contest, but they didn't set up as defensively as they might have done. They would have dropped when they lost possession. They would have dropped one man back and sometimes two. So it left it more open for us, and I suppose we took advantage of that. And that was the fourth championship game, I suppose, we had played. It was the most open game, and resulted in us scoring 4 goals. And 12 points, which, you know, you're not scoring that every day you go out in championship football.
It would have seemed to me that you're evolving even more as a team and progressing more, because you were always known as being built on a solid defence and giving very little away and maybe just scoring enough at the other end. But, you know, a scoreline like that suggests that you have taken it to a new level. Would that be a fair comment?
Well, it would be a fair comment. You know, they threw off the shackles on Sunday and they've done extremely well. And I think, you know, they don't panic on the ball up front. If the thing's not on, they're cute enough to circulate it and get into the A around the D and pick off a score, let it be a point, or if the opening presents itself, go for goal. But I think the beauty about the team now, I suppose, they're playing together this few years, that every player's confidence and the other players. So if I have the ball and you're looking for it, I have no problem at all giving it to you, because I know rightly you'll do the right thing with it. And I think that's a big plus for the team as well. There's a lot of confidence there amongst the players.
And talk to me about the Mickey Moore influence. Mickey is there, 4 years? And
Mickey's in his fourth year.
Yeah, and I think...
Came for three. That's what he asked for when he was interviewed.
I think he felt it would take maybe three to get them right.
Probably, I would say. He never said as much, but, you know, he probably will say to himself, if I get a championship now within the 3 years, I'll be happy enough. So he started off well, a championship in the first year, and got to an All-Ireland final. And Mickey has been the key, really, to success with these lads here, because he's a good way with lads. And he has a great coaching ability. Like, Mickey does all the coaching with the help of a fella, Paddy Flynn.
Yeah.
And He has been the difference, and I suppose Slattery has been successful and been thereabouts. He has made that difference.
Yeah.
That's my opinion of him, anyway.
Yeah. And tell me, how is it going down in the rest of the county? You know, sometimes when teams win first, everybody's delighted, but after a while, then they begin to show a little bit of jealousies.
Well, that's exactly it. Like, and you know, that is the case when you get to the top as we are. It's everybody's ambition to take you down, and you know, they'll stick their chest out on the day that they're going to play you and say, right, we're going to take a scalp here today. And that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And we know that. And, you know, teams will raise their game. Like, our first championship game was with our parish rivals and neighbours, Swatter. And to be honest, they probably gave us as good a game as we got in the championship.
Tell me, John Joe, now, okay, 4 years in and, you know, you've studied and you've thought about it. What is the key? What is the key to the success? What is it about this group of players, about the whole club at this stage?
Well, I think the key to it is a small area, a small country area. No pub, no socialising. They've just bought into success. And I think it's as simple as that. Now, obviously, you know, to get there, over the years prior to the last 4 or 5 years and all codes, there's been a lot of work put in by a lot of people, and I suppose football wise we have just picked up a bunch of young lads that have been coached from an early age by other people within the club, and we've been lucky enough to take them on. And I suppose Mickey was the finishing touch to the footballers anyway, as regards getting them over the line. And once they won that first championship, we've just run on from strength to strength.
But was there at any stage in the past where people sat down and they said, right, okay, we have to look at our underage system, we have to look at our coaching? Like, a lot of clubs, like, we all pass football grounds on a weekly basis, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and they're all pretty crowded, so there's a lot of people doing a lot of work. It must be the quality of the work.
Sorry?
It must be the quality of the work, John Joe.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it is, but, you know, any of the people that are coaching are just sort of ex-players and ex-hurlers, ex-footballers, and they must be doing something right anyway.
Yeah, certainly.
All the youngsters have bought into it, like, as you say. I suppose it's the same way in men's club. You drive past pitches and they're full, and it's great to see it, but it has worked for us, whatever's the reason.
Yeah, yeah. It could be just a unique bunch of players as well, of course, and obviously...
Well, that's it, like, as I say, on that senior football team, we would have probably... at least three defenders that you can look onto the bench, and any one of them on any day will do as good a job as the man that's on and gets injured or gets a black card or whatever. We have a couple of men likewise for midfield, good cover, and we are defensively and up front have the same three or four players that you can pull in, and I've no fears that they'll do a job. And it doesn't make picking the team any easier, let's put it that way.
Yeah. That's the voice of John Joe Carney, of course, of Slough Neil, and we're talking to John Joe about Slough Neil's great success on this weekend's this week's GA programme. Of course, Slough Neil won a fourth Derry title, a senior championship title at the weekend. Remember, they've also won the hurling for a second year in a row, and the Camogues are going for the clean sweep really again this year. They did it last year, and of course the Camogues are all Ireland champions as well. Tell me, obviously, John Joe, it's now into Ulster, and obviously that's the next target, the next goal. But the ultimate one has to be in Croke Park on March the 17th.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we'll feel that last year we slipped up, and just the way the thing turned out, we'll never know whether we'd have won the match or not. But I just feel that had we kept 15 on the field, for the second half, we were one and all Ireland. So I suppose we've got to try and get back that direction this year, but it'll have to be one game at a time. And I suppose our first preliminary round now is the winners of Kilcoo and Burn next Sunday. And as I say, that in itself will be a stiff enough test, regardless of which of the two we have to play. And we'll be just taking one game at a time from that forward. And see how it goes.
Yeah, and obviously celebrations, I presume, are over at this stage. So are you back training yet?
Well, Friday night this week we'll give them a day or two off. The hurlers will be training. We had a meeting Monday night just to arrange training, and the hurlers will train on Thursday night, and we'll footballers will train on Friday night. That's all that's happening this week.
Yeah, and when is the first round in Ulster then?
First round in Ulster, which is a preliminary round for us, is Sunday fortnight, or 3 weeks from Sunday past there.
Yeah, so you're going to have to do it the long way if you do it.
You're going to get an extra game in anyway.
Yeah.
Which, if we won it, it'll stand us in good stead, like, you know. Yeah. But as I say, with being a dual club, we could do without any extra games.
Yeah. And tell me, in a time of high immigration and unemployment on this side of the border, and I'm sure it's the same on your side, are they all living locally, or?
Yep, they're all on jobs, let it be professionally or not. They're all employed and all living locally and all employed locally.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate in that we can get work for them and keep them all at home.
Yeah. So obviously that's a big plus as well for training and for games.
You know, there's lots of clubs I know, north and south, have been decimated with just the lack of work and young lads having to head away.
Yeah.
So we've been fortunate that way, and I suppose the fact that we've been successful keeps boys at home too, you know.
Yeah. Look at John Joe, it's been lovely talking to you. Really, 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 really delighted for you, and I think and you've got a lot of admirers on this side of the border as well, and the envy of a lot as well. So congratulations once again, and the best of luck on Ulster, and hopefully get to that All-Ireland.
Right, Tom, thanks very much. Always good to talk to you.
Look at
that's John Jacarney there of Stocknield. Of course, they defeated Ballinascreen on Sunday last in the Derry Senior Championship final in Celtic Park. 4-12 to 1-11. That's how it finished. And they will play either Bourne or Kilcoo, who meet in the Down County final on Sunday in Park Inniu, no doubt. John Joe Carney and Mickey Moran will be heading in that direction on Sunday to keep an eye over that one. Pretty tough preliminary round tie as well, that, and they actually go away to the Down champions as well. So that's a pretty tall order, but certainly it's a great story, that one of Ballaghy, really, or of Sláinte. A brilliant, brilliant story. And you know, four in a row, and considering that they only won their first, what, some 13 years ago, they're certainly, this new crop of players they have brought through are setting a very high standard in club football in Derry. And really, with the exception of maybe Swatter in their opening game, they really haven't been tested at all in their race to that Derry Championship. Of course, their club championship very much in vogue at the moment, and I know there's a special congress in Croke Park on Saturday with a number of motions relating to club activities. I know it's related to hurling as well at All-Ireland level, but there's quite a lot of motions too on making space for club football and indeed club hurling. And I was just looking through them quickly this evening as well, and I see there's proposed changes to the age groups at underage, from under 12, under 14, under 16, and minor. Of course, minor is gone at national level, but there are proposals to change them from under 12 to under 11, and from under 14 to under 15, and so on up to under 17. So yeah, there's another 13 competition there as well. So certainly when I started out playing many, many years ago, there was an under 13 competition, there was an under 15 and minor. So, but it'll be interesting to see, of course, how this under 17 competition goes as well. That's the new competition, which replaces the old minor competition, which was, of course, won by Kerry this year as well, and defeated Derry in that final. Of course, we have club championship action with the first of the senior semi-finals here in Donegal at the weekend, and Kilcar really impressed. Of course, last year's beaten finalists pipped by Glenswilly in that final. They looked very impressive when they dismissed St. Michael's on Saturday night in Ballybuffet. 2-16 to 7 points. That's how that one ended. Ryan McHugh with a super performance. Scored 2-3 from wing back. Kieran McGinley, Owen McHugh and Stephen McBearty also got 3 points each, while Patrick McBearty got 2 points, 1 from a free, and Mark Sweeney the sub got the other. So Colin McFadden top scored for St. Michael's with 2 points. Very disappointing performance, it has to be said, from St. Michael's. And we had two very interesting intermediate championship semi-finals in Donegal here as well at the weekend. Milford got through eventually against a very good Airua side in one of the semi-finals on Saturday. On Sunday in O'Donnell Park, 2-12 to 1-14, that's how that one ended. David Curley and Tony McNamee scored the goals for Milford, while David McGurn scored the goal for Airua and actually scored 4 points as well. So 1-4 for young David McGurn there against Milford. But certainly that was a cracking semi-final. And St. Noel's and Gaelanada are going to have to meet again after they drew 12 points each last week in O'Donnell Park as well. Eddie Kane scoring the equaliser for St. Noel's in the dying minutes of the game, up from his sweeping role in the defence. Brian McVeigh of Gaelanada turned in an exhibition of score taking both from play and from free. So that replay is on next Saturday in O'Donnell Park at 3 o'clock. And we have had down to the last four in Tyrone as well. And I suppose the team that is getting the chattering classes talking in Tyrone is Pomeroy. They took another big scalp at the weekend as well, and they will now play Errigal Kiernan in one of the semi-finals. That's on Sunday evening in Carrickmore. And of course, Omagh St. Enda's will face Trillick in the other one on Saturday evening at 5 o'clock in Pomeroy. Pomeroy, of course, last year's intermediate champions, and they have had an exceptional season so far, within what, a semi-final now of making a senior final. What's their chances against Errigal Kiernan? They're probably up against it, all right, but certainly they defeated Palmer or Clonoe in a replay last night, in actual fact. So pretty hectic schedule of games in Tyrone at the moment. And well, Donegal hurling champions Tanta, they're out in Ulster action this weekend. They get their bid for an Ulster Junior Hurling Championship title underway in O'Donnell Park on Sunday. They take on Down champions Ballylough. That game is a 2:30 throw-in. Namaya for Derry are also in action this weekend in the Ulster Intermediate Hurling Championship. They're away to Carrickmacross. And the Derry Lavi as well of Derry, they're through to the first round as well, and they're in the intermediate. Sorry, that actually, Namaya game, Maya are in the junior. My apologies to Maya. Maya are in the junior championship, same championship as Atlanta, and they're going to face Carrickmacross in Carrickmacross. And Lavi are flying the Derry flag in the Ulster Intermediate Hurling Championship. They take on Leitrim from Down. That game is on Sunday as well, all those games. And of course, Clonmel are out in Ulster hurling action next weekend, not this Sunday, the following Sunday. So that's about it from me for this week. My thanks to my special guest tonight, John Joe Carney, who joined us from Clonmel on their great success. And also my thanks to Paul McDevitt, who stood in for Jimmy Stafford tonight on sound. From me, Tom Comack, until next Wednesday night at 8:30, Slánagas Bannacht.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.